a souk man who pleaded guilty to public mischief under the criminal code, and causing an animal to be in distress under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act after he broke his dog's jaw has been given a 6-month conditional sentence order, a jail sentence that will be served within the community, as well as a $2,500 fine, $750 victim fine surcharge and a $100 victim surcharge. On Thursday, January 17, Derek Reed received his sentence after breaking his dog's jaw by kicking it in the chin with steel toe boots in September 2023, and later lying to police about the incident. According to the Crown's summary of the events, on September 6, 2023, Reed called the Souk RCMP to report that he was attacked by two men, one of which was armed with a baton, while he and his two young daughters were walking the dog. The attacker had struck his pet in the jaw with the baton, Reed claimed at the time. The jaw was essentially hanging on one side, and there was a significant amount of dried blood, said Crown Prosecutor Tanner Conway, describing the dog's state when it arrived at the veterinarian. The dog was later euthanized due to its injuries after the owners and veterinarian discussed that surgery and recovery would be possible but difficult due to its age and past history of reactivity and aggression. After an extensive police investigation and multiple follow-up statements from Reed, police grew suspicious of Reed's story. He eventually admitted to not being truthful, but then told police another version of events: that his pet was off-leash and attacked a jogger who had defended themselves by striking the dog. Reed claimed he lied the first time because he was worried about the fallout with his wife, who he described as adamant in not letting the reactive pet go off-leash in public. Reed finally admitted that he got angry at the dog for barking incessantly and kicked him, said Conway. He was saying that it was a bad reaction and he had steel toe boots on that time, the impact being harder than he intended it to be. According to the government of BC, judges use conditional sentences. If they are satisfied, the accused is not a danger to the community and do not have a history of failing to obey court orders. Conditional sentence orders are considered jail sentences that an offender serves in the community on strict conditions that typically include house arrest or a curfew, according to the BC Prosecution Service. Correction. In a previous version of this story, it was reported that Reed's sentence was a 6-month conditional sentence and a $100 victim surcharge.